I'll be honest with you. I've met many people that are at the same level as I am, and they don't know as much as I know, because when I first started at NLI, I learned a lot.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Welcome, everybody, to National Laser Institute Podcast. My name is Lewis Laser Guy, and my guest today is Christina from all the way out in New York. Let's tell the world your story. You're currently a nurse practitioner. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm a board-certified nurse practitioner in New York and New Jersey, and I do own my own business in New York.
Gotcha. And how long ago, out of curiosity, did you become a nurse? How many years back was it? Not a nurse practitioner, but an RN.
It's been like 10 years.
And what kind of nursing over the years were you doing before you stepped into this crazy cosmetic world?
So my background is emergency medicine. I've worked in med-surg. I've worked in trauma. And then I transitioned out, and then when I became a nurse practitioner, I worked in the urgent care setting.
Gotcha. And what made you wake up one day, Christina, and say, hey, you know what? I like nursing, but cosmetic nursing, Botox, fillers, injections seems kind of cool. Maybe I should explore that. Like, what made you even think of that?
So when I was 22, I got Botox for the first time, and then I just became obsessed with how it made me look and feel. It just made me feel super confident and radiant. The idea of going to aesthetics stayed in my mind over the years, and then I decided to actually do it.
You took our training course. Was it the one in New York you took, or which state did you take it? I can't remember the first time.
So I met everyone at NLI, and I met you in New York, but then I took the course in Arizona, and I came back twice afterwards to complete other courses also.
That's right. So the first training experience you had in New York, you got your hands in the needles for the very first time. How was that initial training experience for you?
It was honestly incredible. The hands-on experience was my favorite. I'll be honest with you. I've met many people that are at the same level as I am, and they don't know as much as I know, because when I first started at NLI, I learned a lot. I noticed that some people that take other courses don't have the same knowledge base.
When you first took the courses and you started dabbling with injections, and were you kind of doing nursing and then dabbling a little bit with injections, or how was the breakout between regular nursing and integrating the cosmetic nursing?
Once you come back from taking a course, you're so excited and you want to just jump right into things, but that's not necessarily the case. So first off, I had to learn all the laws in New York and what I can legally do and not do. And then I started slowly. I started to learn slowly. I started a social media page. I started to connect with people and try to basically just get my name out there. It was a struggle. I'm not going to lie. It's still a struggle some days. So I'm finally branching off full-time into aesthetics. Since I started my business a year and a half ago, I stayed working full-time as a nurse practitioner in urgent care. Right. And then over time, I decreased. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of patience. I stayed working full-time and I did this part-time. So I was working 6-7 days a week. I mean, I still do. I'm a workaholic. Right.
And you started your own independent practice. Was it before COVID or during COVID?
Before COVID.
Gotcha. And then all of a sudden, boom, the world comes to a stop. Huh?
Yeah.
A little so slowdown for all of us. So tell me how, in the last few months, the day-to-day has been for you. Is it more Botox clients, more injection clients, any other types of peels or skincare? Like, what's a day, typical day for you?
Because everyone is wearing a mask, most people are focusing on everything above the mask. So there's a lot of tear trap filler, Botox to lift the brows, Botox in the glabella and the frontalis. People are just looking for a refreshed look because this is all you can see. And then there's other people that are also suffering from maskne. So there's a lot of skincare underneath the mask. People are really focusing on chemical peels as well.
And do you feel that, unlike hospital nursing and, you know, medical practice nursing, after you see a client the first time, are you in touch with them like on social media, text? It's almost like a personal relationship a little bit.
Yes. So I always joke around with all my clients when they come in to get a treatment, they're getting a treatment and therapy. We talk nonstop. I'm always there for everyone and I connect with people. I've noticed in the aesthetic field that in order to have repeat clients, in order to really have people connect with you, you have to be real. And I'm 100% real with people. I let them into my personal life as much as I want to, and they let me in as much as they want to.
Yep. Interesting. Because back in the hospital days, I can't imagine you ever were sitting there, the hospital bed, talking about somebody's boyfriend or vacation or dogs or kids. And now you are, right?
Absolutely. And I always text my clients to follow up with them, make sure they're doing well, see how I can help them.
What are you doing to slowly build your business to market yourself? Is it all social media or are you doing anything else?
For me, it's been all social media. So I rent space inside of a beauty bar called Liquid Sunshine in Staten Island, and my business is Posh Aesthetics and Wellness. So there's a lot of cross-marketing with the people that work there. There's a few people that do rent space there. So we really all try to help each other out and cross-market each other. I just hired a marketing company that will be starting this month, and they are called Get Clicked. The individual's name is Eric. He's absolutely wonderful. He's creating a landing page for me, and he's really going to help me build. He understands the med spa very well. So you have to have knowledge of med spas in order to help the med spa succeed.
I know that everybody who's got the gift of gab, the charisma that you have, that enjoys being around people and truly cares about their clients and is willing to take it to a personal level. Like you said, you can't just be 100%, you know, patient, medical provider relationship. You gotta get to know them. You gotta be their friend. It's all about that personal bond. And it reminds me, Christina, of that quote that I always say, that Maya Angelou quote, people forget the words that you say, people will forget the things that you do, but people will never forget the way that you make them feel. Because as you know, people can get a good Botox treatment or fillers at a lot of different providers. You're not the only one out there. So the reason 85% of your clients are coming back to you, you know, yes, you gave them a great treatment without question, but the reality is I know that they can get a good treatment a lot of places. So even though they tell the world, oh, Christina's so awesome, she gives me such a great treatment, which I'm sure you do, that's not really the reason they came back to you. The reason they came back to you is that bond, that personal connection you form. And it's a relationship, just like the relationship you probably have with your hairstylist, I would guess. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No, you're absolutely right. So that was tough for me. I remember talking to you when I initially started, and you said you have to just be more out there with social media. And for the longest time, it's hard for me to be out there and let people in, because when you're working as a nurse or a nurse practitioner, you have to be super professional. You're afraid of being yourself because you don't want people to judge you or not take you seriously as a medical provider. But aesthetics is very different. You have to put yourself out there. And yes, some people will love you and some people won't. But you're absolutely right. People come back for the service that you provide for them and for you. And yep. My clients tell me that. That's how I know that it's 100% true.
And for all the nurses out there that are checking out this podcast and kind of contemplating their mind if one day they want to explore this business part-time or full-time, let them know, what are all the different types of places on the face that you are putting fillers in right now and Botox? And what are the places that you haven't learned yet that you want to evolve to doing?
Oh, yes. So I do the tear troughs for fillers, cheeks, nasal labial folds, the chin, the jawline, temples. I also hyperdilute filler and put it in the neck for tech neck and wrinkles, as well as the butt lifts and hip dips.
So if you had to give anybody out there words of wisdom, anybody who's thinking of, maybe they love nursing, it's very rewarding, but they've done it for 10, 20 years, they're kind of burnt out on the weekends, the late nights and being on call, or maybe they want to continue nursing, they want to do this as a side hustle. Like, what kinds of words of wisdom would you have for people out there just checking this out?
Get up and do it. Don't let ideas linger in your mind. Just do what you want to do, and it's going to make you happy. As long as you have the passion and the dedication, you're going to be successful. There's always room to progress and succeed. People can't let fear hold them back. Fear will set people back, and they'll never be able to break through.
For anybody out there that wants to follow you on social media to check out what you're doing, what is your code name on Instagram, Facebook?
So my IG is poshnp_POSHNP_
Very cool. Well, thanks for catching up, my dear.
Thank you.
It's only going to get better and better and better. We got to say hello in person one of these days.
Yes, definitely. I hope to see you soon, Louis. Say hi to everyone at MLI for me.
All right. Thanks, Christina. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.